Well, backwards masking. Yes, there's even official terminology now for playing rock and roll records backwards. They call it backwards masking. And now, Sacramento, California. California legislators are spending their time, you've heard me talk about this, trying to decode satanic messages supposedly seeping into teenage minds from secret backward recordings on rock albums. The producers and popular groups like Styx dismiss the notion as rubbish.
Rubbish.
A&M Records' Bob Garcia said in Los Angeles, and this is a quote, "It must be the devil putting the message on the record because no one here knows how to do it." And James Young of Styx says the whole thing is a hoax. Young and another group member wrote the song Snowblind, which allegedly contains a satanic message that can be heard if played backwards on a turntable taping. Well, that's the one we have for today. We haven't done that before. They go through here. In another example, Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven contained a backward recording of the words, "I sing because I live with Satan. The Lord turns me off. There's no escaping it. Here's to my sweet Satan, whose power is Satan. He will give you 666. I live for Satan." Well, I've listened to that passage of that song over and over and over again, and the only thing that I hear is something that sounds slightly like "my sweet Satan." That's all. They have built an entire sentence around this now in California. Well, I happen to have that small portion of it right here. It's this portion of Stairway to Heaven. There's still time. Okay, you recognize that from the song, I'm sure. And now here's that same passage backwards. "My sweet
Satan." Whoa, what do you think?
I don't know.
Frontwards. "There's still time." And backwards. "My sweet Satan." Ooh, pretty scary, huh? Well, I don't know, you know, you be the judge. I'm just doing this. You can decide. You've heard all the ruckus on the news. You've heard it from Dan Rather was playing the Styx song backwards the other night. Entertainment Tonight did a piece on it. PM Magazine, it's been in the newspaper. I've been talking to reporters from as far away as Louisville, Kentucky. Been interested in talking, believe it or not, to me about this stuff. Because that story that was in the Pioneer Press that they did, it ended up being syndicated. So it's been in a lot of other towns. So that's the granddaddy of them all, Led Zeppelin. Now, I should explain to you that I haven't doctored these at all. In fact, once I found this piece of tape, I just clipped it out of the tape and turned it over, you see. And that exact same piece comes out like this. Okay, so there's the Zeppelin one. Now, we also moved on to there are also some. This was obviously, when you hear it frontwards, it's just very plain and simple. I mean, there's no, you. If they were actually talking backwards, you would hear that. You'd hear that new sub on new CBFO. You'd hear that backwards talking. So this is one of those ones that's really strange. And the ones that are, there are also some that are done on purpose, like this one from Electric Light Orchestra. You can hear this backwards. I heard that thing 40 times. I'm serious. Look at goosebumps, Phil. Can you believe it? It's too much. Now, here's that piece played backwards. And there's obviously this was intentionally done. And there's no satanic overtones in this one.
"The music is reversible, but time. Turn back. Turn back. Turn back. Turn back."
That's from ELO, from Cut on the Face of the Music. That's that one. That was obviously done for the effect.
That was weird.
Here's, I know, wasn't it? Man, you get the willies listening to this. This is too much. Okay, then there's this one from Queen. Now, this may have been one way or the other. Who knows? This could have been either on purpose or by accident. But again, no, nothing devil-oriented, at least. This is just drug-oriented. It's a big difference there, okay? "Another one busts the dust. Another one busts the dust. Another one busts the dust, hey, hey! Another one busts the dust, hey, hey!" And backwards. Did you catch that one on your own? Did you notice what that supposedly says? I'll let you listen to it again. This time, I'll tell you what I've been told that this is saying. This is supposedly saying, decide to smoke marijuana.
Sounds like it.
Well, it does. Once you know it. See, the thing is, if you haven't heard them before, it sounds like a bunch of gibberish. So think of that. Decide to smoke marijuana. That's pretty bizarre, isn't it? You know, a lot of people think that these things actually have effects on your brains and that it will cause you to do things that you wouldn't normally do. And I don't think that's true.
Subliminal.
You got a joint, Phil?
Yeah.
So just get
let's get high.
Let's get small.
It's Friday.
Okay, here's another one that was done on purpose. This one's kind of complicated. I did do a little bit of doctoring on this one so that you'd be able to hear it a little clearer. All I did was the message. When you hear this being played normally, you'll hear some backwards talking. I think it's in the left channel by itself. Okay. You'll just hear on the left-hand channel, you'll hear voice-over, you know, that kind of stuff. So what I did when I put it backwards is I just took that one channel, the left channel, and put it on both speakers. So it'll come out. You eliminate the one channel, it doesn't have the message, and you'll be able to hear it a little better. This is Pink Floyd off of the Wall album. Floyd, that's from The Wall, and I think you might have heard, actually it was in my right channel, but I don't know, this stuff's all wired half-assed, so I can't tell which is which, but you'll be able to hear that little bit of gibberish you can hear in one channel or the other in your car or home, and you'll be able to hear this. This was also done, obviously, on purpose, almost as a joke, like as a parody of people sitting here doing this, you know, listening to these things backwards. Listen carefully, that it says, congratulations, you've discovered the secret message, and goes on a little bit here. Barely hear that in there. It says, congratulations, you just found the secret message. Send your answer to Old Pink, the Funny Farm, Chelmsford. I believe that refers to a former member of Pink Floyd who, flipped back in, 1970 and was institutionalized. I think that's what they're referring to. Old Pink, you know, and Funny Farm. Okay, and now, this is the one that Dan Rather did on the news. This one has not been heard in the Twin Cities recently, as far as I know, anyway. Let's see. Styx. James Young of Styx says that the whole thing is a hoax. Young and another group member wrote the song Snowblind, which appears on the Paradise Theater album, which is sitting right here. And I've only excerpted the portion which I believe may contain this secret message. Young said, in his words, the whole idea of backward satanic messages is just a bunch of rubbish, at least in relation to Styx. We have never done anything with state satanic messages. The Styx song has lyrics referring to cocaine, of course, Snowblind, right? Hidden words. And the California Assembly Committee, Philip Wyman, the one in California that's pushing for warning labels on rock records, and if they have these kind of messages in them, has told his witnesses, and his witnesses told the California Assembly Committee that Snowblind contained the hidden words, "Oh, Satan, move in our voices." Okay, that's what this is supposed to say. Well, let's listen to it front words first. I try so hard to make it so. Okay, try so hard to make it so. Now, we'll play that same piece backwards. And the words are supposedly, "Oh, Satan, move in our voices." Okay? Oh, Satan, I don't know about you, but to me it sounds like he's saying, "Oh, Satan, move in my horseradish." That's what it sounds like to me. I'm not so sure. The "Oh, Satan, move" part is semi-clear, but still, it's... who knows? Well, let's listen to it backwards again. Wow. Hell. Pretty heavy. Since this is the new one, we'll do this one more time. Frontwards. I try so
hard to sounds so innocuous, doesn't it?
Okay. And backwards. Well, you be the judge. Can you see people sitting in a courtroom listening to Styx Records? Back? Can you see a judge and jury? You know, your standard jury. They're like all over 90. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. I'm not sure. What's this Styx band? What is that? I've never heard of them before. Do you have anybody?
I can't even think of any old band leaders. Do you have any?
Benny Goodman?
Yeah. Let's play some Benny Goodman records. I like to do that.
See
okay.
What he says backwards.
Yeah, see what he says backwards. What if it turned out it was just really filthy, you know? You know, kill your family. You know, eat your pets.
You know what they're going to do next?
What?
They're going to make turntables that play backwards.
Hey, that's it. That's our opportunity. Yeah, turntable real, modification kits.
Real kits.
If you want yours, send. We're looking for investors. Send anything over $5,000 to Chris Edmonds or Phil Conklin, care of Stereo 101. Well, let's get back to Frontwards Rock and Roll Records for a little while. We've seen we've blown about 15 minutes on this morning. I'll let you go with Styx again. So good day, eh?
I try so hard.